MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, June 30, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the low 80s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:24 a.m. and 9:11 p.m. John J. Dowling has been sworn in as Peabody's new fire chief. According to the Salem News, the Thursday evening ceremony at City Hall was attended by family, friends, and fellow firefighters. The Marblehead School Committee met this week for the first time since the town's tax override ballot question failed to pass on June 20. Ryan Vermette writes in today's Daily Item that the budget-cutting proposal to eliminate freshman sports in Marblehead was described as punitive by one school committee member. The school's leadership is currently trying to prioritize school positions as they plan and adjust their fiscal 24 budget. The state's record low unemployment rate means newly laid off workers will be getting fewer benefits from the jobless fund. Salem News Statehouse reporter Christian Wade writes in today's paper that when the unemployment rate is at or below 5.1%, it automatically triggers a reduction in the maximum weekly benefits to 26 weeks. The Lynn Commuter Ferry began service this week. Today there was a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the MBTA-sponsored service, with Acting Governor Kim Driscoll providing some of the remarks. The city of Lynn will be celebrating the Frederick Douglass 4th of July speech with a ceremony on Monday, July 3. This is Nicole McLean, the founder and president of North Shore Juneteenth.
Yes, so the North Shore Juneteenth Association was happy to take this event underneath our lens, because Wendy Joseph is the person who has been doing this event and commemorating the Frederick Douglass speech for the past, I believe it's been 10 years for her. So now she's a part of the North Shore Juneteenth Association. She works with us as a clerk for the organization, and she approached me and said, would you like to also take on the Frederick Douglass reading as one of the events that North Shore Juneteenth Association provides to our community? So when she asked me about that, I thought that it was on par with our mission to, you know, raise awareness about the Juneteenth holiday, but also to spread positive images of Black American culture. Frederick Douglass spent some time in Lynn, and he's definitely a positive force in our country as a whole. So I was on board to take on this extra event yearly. And we had our first one as North Shore Juneteenth Association. We organized our first one last year. It went well, but we did notice that the timing of the event was hard, because also 4th of July is happening. The fireworks are happening on July 3rd as well. So we moved up our time to 11 a.m. in hopes that we would have more of a showing at this event. So I really hope that we, that the time change will bring more people out to recite these words and to, you know, take part in the event as a whole. We're going to have food there. We're going to have performances of music and dance. We'll have some family fun activities for the children and families to do as well. And then we'll recite the speech to what is the 4th of July, to what is the slave is the 4th of July by Frederick Douglass.
The event will begin Monday at 11 a.m. at Frederick Douglass Park in downtown Lynn. Nicole McLean is also a Lynn City Councilor at large. Today is expected to be a busy travel day as the 4th of July week begins. Local cities and towns will be having their annual fireworks displays. Salisbury will be holding a show on Saturday night. On Monday, July 3, there will be displays in Gloucester, Beverly, Lynn, Swampscott. On the night of the 4th, fireworks can be viewed in Salem, Marblehead, Amesbury, Salisbury Beach, and Hampton Beach. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost again to the Marlins 2-0 last night. The Sox are north of the border tonight as they open up a series in Toronto. Newbury Port Athletic Director Kyle Hodgson is the Cape Ann League's Athletic Director of the Year.
I consider that really a program honor. That's something that's really an athletic department honor, and you know, it's named Athletic Director of the Year, but really it's for all the success that we've had. So
this spring, Newburyport grabbed 3 state championships, all 3 in girls sports.
It's really, I think, unprecedented, not just to win 3 state championships in one season, but 3 female state championships. I mean, it shows the depth of our girls program. You know, it's spread out over 100 varsity athletes on 3 teams won a state championship for our girls. So that's pretty unique. You know, in addition to those state championships, we had the boys lacrosse team losing the state final 4. So they were one step away from playing in a championship. Baseball had a good run, lost in the final 8. So it's pretty much been a consistent year. And actually, since COVID, it's been a nice run. You know, and it seems like it gets better and better each year. And it started this year with the boys' soccer state championship in the fall. So it's a good run, and we'll ride it while we can.
Newburyport Athletic Director Kyle Hodgson. Have a great and safe 4th of July holiday week. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, and we appreciate you listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.